Corey, bad bounces tonight. It seems that every time you try to come back in this hockey game, they were able to get back at you and take a two-goal advantage. But at least we saw the compete level of this team that you never gave up each time that you were facing obstacles during that game.
Yeah, that goes a long way. You know, early in the season, but to show compete, to be down in the game, there's going to be a lot of games like that throughout the season where you're down. It's close. It's a back and forth game. But you know, we showed compete. We showed some togetherness there, and ultimately we fell short. But you know, we had sparks throughout the game. We had our chances, but you know, it's good to see at least.
It seems that everybody has a commitment to go forward in front of the net to have maybe one, two, or three different chances crashing the net. It seems that for you, it has been recently a recipe of success offensively.
Yeah, I think that's where the majority of the goals are scored nowadays. It's in the blue paint, right outside of it. So, you know, it's not always the first chance we get. Sometimes it's the second or third. So the more we can cause commotion, cause panic down there, and win some battles, you know, I think we're going to pop something down there.
You score on the power play tonight, your first goal of the year. I wouldn't say that the power play was struggling at the beginning of the season, the first couple of games, but at least you're having more and more chances offensively in the power play. Things have been clicking more the last couple of games.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we struggled early, but, you know, I think we just took a deep breath. You know, we have skilled players. We can make plays. We just got to keep things simple, play with structure, and ultimately we just have to win battles. If we win battles, we can work the puck around, we can move it, we can shoot it, and we're going to get chances. So it's just about getting the puck, retrieving the puck, and then setting up, and we go from there.
You weren't able to come back, but you gave up the puck, and Primo saved you at the end of the game. This was a huge save that gave you the chance to have a chance to win that game.
Yeah. You know, that's a goalie before. Luckily, we have two great goalies. Primo's played great for us tonight. Luckily, we couldn't, or unfortunately, we couldn't bail him out. But, you know, he's going to bail us out all year long, you know, when we need him. And he played great tonight. But, you know, we came up short.
You played a lot beginning of the season with Gianni Fairbrother. And now you're playing with Louis Belpedio, playing on the left side, your usual position. And it seems that you're forming a nice duo up there.
Yeah, I think we moved the puck well. We're both, I'd say, similar players. Skating, we're not playing the offensive zone, so I think, you know, we have good gaps. We shut it down early. You know, we're going to make a lot of good plays in the offensive zone and get some chances down there.
I just want to get your thoughts on tonight. There was a female official. Just your thoughts on it and how the game went.
It was awesome. I think she did a great job. You know, my hat goes off to her and the whole female crew we have this year. This is the first site we've had. This is the first opportunity we've had to host one, so I thought she did great tonight, you know, it's good to see that. It's good to see the game moving forward, and like I said, my hat's off to all of them.